Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Billy's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my...
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. The one we've been waiting for. Post-WrestleMania In My House Pod. It's Scotty Villa. It's UK Tom. It's Monday Night Mike. Maybe we should change your name to WrestleMania Mike for the day. I don't know. But what's going on, fellas?
Not WrestleMania Mike. Jesus Christ. Getting me fired up already.
It was WrestleMania weekend, the weekend that we wait for an entire year, and it's kind of come and gone. And I'm trying my best. I will give the WWE this: being on Netflix is the greatest thing you've ever done. Agreed. Because the accessibility to people that used to watch wrestling, that don't watch wrestling, haven't watched wrestling since they were little kids in 20, 30 years. I got so many texts about, I'm checking this out. So many texts about, like, holy shit, all the WrestleManias are on here? Like, yeah. All the WWE pay-per-views of all time are on there. Like, it's all there. So, great job there. But we need to talk about this year's WrestleMania. WrestleMania 41.
I got the WrestleMania weekend blues bad.
Like the hangover?
Oh yeah,
I'm.
You worn out? You had a schedule on,
I mean,
like
Jesus
any
Christ,
other.
You can so, be good to not watch wrestling for a week.
I hit 15 shows by the end of the weekend.
Man,
Lord.
And you know what? So I left after WrestleMania Night One. I left and raced home because the GCW clusterfuck was about to start. Fucking delayed until midnight.
Oof! That is a piss off. That's so
the show didn't start till midnight.
That was like a 2-hour wait for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like 4:20 in the morning. Hey, there we go. 4:20 in the morning when I went to sleep.
I mean, could you have stayed and watched the press conference and shit talked that like Scotty and I did? You could have. You were getting buried.
Oh.
A 2.5-hour rumble was worth it, though.
It looked like a fun one, and it looked like it ended off with on a high note. So, GCW, do they run the collective weekend? Like, is that a Brett? They do. They're doing it right for independent wrestling. Well done to that, to the organization group that runs the collective WrestleMania weekend, because it looked and sounded like their crowds were just as fun and just as jam packed as any WWE event that was happening around Las Vegas as well.
Side note, I watched 15 shows and was fucking exhausted. Masha Slamovich had 11 matches this weekend.
Wow.
Damn.
And wow. She was in the last show of the collective was the clusterfuck. And Masha was in the Rumble. She was in there for a long time, and she was still beating the shit out of everybody on her 11th match.
Just a pro wrestler. What a pro wrestler she is.
Marcus Mathers, the WWE ID talent that I'm quite high on, he was second on the list this year, and he had 10 or 11 matches. I can't remember.
My goodness. Good for them. Going out there, put on shows for crowds, making money, grinding. That's what it's all about. God bless them.
Anyway, WrestleMania happened.
Fuck John Cena. Listen, here's the fucking problem with what happened.
And the headphones are off. Can't hear you.
WrestleMania. And
well, get it out, you big bitch.
It's probably good that I'm doing this not the same night or Monday morning. I've calmed down a little bit.
Oh, have you?
A little bit. Fuck John Cena. Fuck him. Fuck everything about him.
Cena. Saved wrestling.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you, Tom.
So we all know what happened. We know John Cena won his 17th championship. He's
in the best WrestleMania main event ever.
Yeah, arguably the best WrestleMania main event ever.
Okay, I can't even say that with a straight face. But
so I'm going to start off by saying this. We majority of the audience out there is shitting on the match. I'm one of those people too. The match was bad. Yes, it was not a good match. It was not well executed. I felt it was soft as fuck. In the storyline world, that's exactly what John Cena promised. He promised he was going to ruin wrestling. That's what he did.
Yeah, WWE gave us what they told us they were going to for once.
Yes. So I can't, to a fault, give him the gears for executing on what John Cena, the bad guy, said he was going to do.
You know what made him a bigger heel to me than anything he's ever done? That fucker got a hair transplant. I can't afford that.
Why did he wait till now? He could have done this 6 years ago and then he'd be fully grown in. But here's where my biggest issue comes in. It was the main event of WrestleMania. You delivered a main event of WrestleMania that is forgettable. It's not memorable for anything positive. There was nothing positive that came out of that match. The match was not good. It wasn't well executed. You've got Travis Scott's involvement for whatever reason. I get bringing in pop stars and pop culture into your company.
Figuring this one out, aren't you?
Okay. But it did not serve a purpose in the match. John Cena could have just dick kicked Cody and won. Travis Scott coming out there added nothing, especially the way they did it with a 10-minute entrance.
I have one question and one thought.
Sure.
So we all know how much I know celebrities. Is Travis Scott a big deal?
Yes.
Yes.
Like he is?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I don't know. I don't like that he was in the entrance and the 10 minutes and the fact that he was the big pop, the big surprise, and it wasn't The Rock. I don't think I would have been as bothered by his involvement if he'd come to the ring with Cena at the start of the match.
Or just do a proper run-in. Play your music, have the distraction, then Travis Scott comes in from the other side of the ring and does something. The fact is, he pulled the referee out after a good 10-minute entrance, which should have been a DQ. There was no DQ involved. And then you get a lackluster, lame-ass finish, which they've taught us that belt shots and chair shots don't mean a whole lot to knock a guy out to lose a match. But one belt shot from John Cena takes out Cody Rhodes. Huge disconnect
Cody's
for me.
Cody's a pussy.
He's not a pussy. He's
pussy.
He did lose.
He's a pussy.
Not a pussy. He's a torn man. He's distraught.
He's a loser.
He's not.
He's getting added to the list.
I saw something on Twitter that somebody had a good point. I don't remember who it was, otherwise I'd credit them for their point.
It's probably me.
It was not.
There's no way it was you.
Somebody was. So during Cody's reign, he beat somebody with the steel steps to win the I Quit match with AJ Styles. He's used a chair on people. He's kicked Brock Lesnar in the dick. I know that was before the title. And I can't remember, but they listed off all these things.
All the Kevin Owens stuff. He put him through ladders and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he killed Kevin Owens and made him need surgery. So he's a fucking asshole. But he won't hit the guy that left him a bloody mess in the face with a belt. The fuck is this booking?
It's bad booking. It's bad booking. It's bad execution. I understand that they were like, we're going to go with this. People will not like it because John's going to be the bad guy and he's going to give a bad performance. But you did that on the biggest stage of them all. When you could have done that at Backlash, you could have done that at Elimination Chamber. You could have done that anywhere else. Nobody is going back for entertainment purposes, for nostalgia, for enjoyment, is going back to ever watch that match. Nobody. It was bad. It was bad execution. The outcome was the outcome. Fucking whatever. I knew John was winning. For the story, I thought John needs to win this because eventually Cody's going to get his lick back.
No, he's not.
I think he will.
Nope.
But you did not, you didn't do a good job. You did a subpar job. You've confused the audience. You've broken trust. I believe you've broken trust. You've had years, the last 3 to 4 years of great, great creative content with your main event players. I can't trust them anymore. The Rock comes out at Elimination Chamber and sets up this whole big deal. He's not coming back. And now he announces this week as well. There's no plan for me to come back. Then why are you involved in the storyline at all? There's no need for the Rock to be there for John to turn heel. No need. John could have done it by himself, brought Travis Scott in if he needed to, but there's no need for the Rock there. It makes no sense.
Have they ever said why Travis Scott is there?
It's
money. There's a different group of eyes who may not watch wrestling.
But kayfabe wise, why is he there? I know why he's there.
Kayfabe wise, what are we talking about kayfabe anymore? They're doing a behind the scenes fucking show for Netflix. We're done talking about kayfabe.
Don't get me.
It's over.
So
okay, story wise.
So there's a couple things. The intro song for Monday Night Raw is a Travis Scott song. He was also the song of WrestleMania.
Wasn't his WrestleMania?
He does both. He's both.
Never fucking want to hear that song again in my life.
Neither do I.
Awful.
But his connection was he was buds with the final boss, The Rock. And now that we know, and Dwayne said it straight up, the final boss is done. I'm done being the final boss. You won't see the final boss again. So I guess they still needed to pay that off. I think they tried to get Cody to giving his receipt, quote unquote, to Travis Scott with the crossroads that we saw. and that's it. And it's supposed to be done. Other than that, he's not going to be able to get his receipt back on Travis Scott. It's going to be assault in the street if he tries to do it. I think they tried to tie together some loose ends because The Rock fucked them. The Rock fucked them when it comes to creative. There's no other way to do it. Otherwise, why did we get the match that we had? Why did we get the Travis Scott deal that made no sense? Why are we getting this John Cena heel turn that was a deal with The Rock, and then The Rock's not involved at all, and Dwayne has straight up said now, I'm not coming back. There's no need for The Rock to come back. There's no need for the final boss. It's bad booking. It's bad booking, and it ruined your main event of WrestleMania Night 2.
All right, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You done crying about it?
I'm not crying. I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
How many tears did you shed over? You got all those tears out? Yeah. I wanted to be able to drink them. yeah, Travis Scott Purpose. 66 million listens on Spotify alone every month. For kids who don't watch fucking wrestling, it's a lot. He has multiple songs in the billions. Tell me why you want to put him on the fucking show so Twitter will hashtag his name and all those kids who don't watch wrestling will tune in to watch wrestling. eyes on the product. I'm with you. Is Travis Scott a talent that needs to be in the ring? Fuck no. He definitely doesn't. But as a business move, it's very smart to have a name like Travis Scott. There's a lot of different eyes on him that aren't watching wrestling. What's the job? Get eyes on wrestling. Go ahead and tune in to this very accessible platform, Netflix, and watch some fucking wrestling. We'll have something for everyone. This is where my disconnect is with people who really hate the ending. John Cena was not going to wrestle well in this match. He is my Lord and Savior, and he delivered on his promise. He did ruin wrestling. It's not a memorable main event match, but if your whole logic on a WrestleMania night is that I need to be entertained by the main event, this is the biggest takeaway I hate for fans, and this is my rant. You act like your whole fucking night is over because of that main event, and it was a great fucking night of wrestling. It was a great, almost excellent night of wrestling. And sometimes it's okay that you leave with a sour taste in your mouth due to storyline purposes. Fuck your entitlement. The Rock wouldn't have saved it. Even if The Rock came out, that wouldn't have made that match any better. John Cena was still going to be wrestling. John Cena was still going to do the axe handle multiple times.
Badly.
Badly. But this is the point of it. This is where I'm taking away is a better thing where I'm like, yeah, you did shit on it. The one thing, too, if fans want to get up in arms, is just like we've hurt Cody, a guy who his star power was really there. If your move was like young talent in a new generation of talent, Cody was a good person to have in that spot. And they really, that got fucked up because it's Rock Hogan. That crowd saw the legend John Cena there and was just like, fuck, he's our guy. Even in a shitty match. But that's the kind of nostalgia pull that's going to happen. So like that main event is, yeah, you're right. Not going to get rewatched in the history of time. But everything before it will.
Oh, I don't disagree one bit. Like I was chatting with the guys off air. I wanted to start with this because I think it's the biggest talking point coming out of WrestleMania, but it isn't the only talking point.
And we're going to get to all the cool shit.
We're going to get to all the cool shit in a bit, but because of the reaction of disappointment on the execution of the main event of night two of WrestleMania, it is the biggest talker right now because it's a massive letdown. And just because that's what they presented to us and I like wrestling doesn't mean I have to like it.
You don't, but you don't have to. People don't have to be a whiny bitch about them not getting their way.
True.
And that's what the internet is.
Oh, the internet's fucking worse.
That's where it is right now.
See, I knew John was going to win. You guys know me. I fucking don't like John Cena and I love Cody Rhodes.
Bow down to your Lord and Savior. John Cena is the king of wrestling.
Adrenaline. And my soul.
That's right.
You guys know this. The heel turn and the promos by John and John with Cody, they've been fantastic. Even on Monday Night Raw, I loved John Cena and his heel promo.
That was awesome. When he was like, "You say I can't wrestle, I don't have to." I was like,
right? Oh. Which was great. Fuck you. It was a giant fuck you to everyone that was cheering for him and everyone that was bitching that they didn't like the actual match. Which is including me. He should be saying that. I like that. I like that he's really dialed into this heel character. There's a massive what the fuck when it comes to why is The Rock involved at all to begin with. Now we know why. It was literally just to sell tickets like it usually is, but usually there's also storyline purposes to back that up. So I'm checking out of the John Cena storylines. He's got a match coming up with Randy.
Cool. And you'll love it.
I won't. It'll be the same match that I've seen 10,000 times. And it'll be whatever. It'll be a fine little match. It'll be a nice John Cena Randy Orton match. I'm not really tuning in and checking in for what this final John Cena run is because they've already started it off with a dud. And if whether they did it on purpose or not, it's still a dud. I don't have to enjoy it just because it's John Cena and just because that's wrestling.
Do I get to have my WrestleMania main event rant now?
Please yes. do.
Okay. I don't have one.
True fan.
I'm one of the very few people. I have almost nothing negative to say about WrestleMania. I had fun. It's wrestling. I got to watch wrestling. I had fun. As soon as the show is over, I move on with my life.
Oh, for sure. The number
don't
one
oh
thing...
for sure us no. laying in bed.
No. Well, I was laying in bed Sunday night just fucking steaming.
I'm sure you were.
And I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have come in a lot hotter if I hadn't already seen some reactions and heard some reactions already that were very similar to mine. I'm just happy that I'm feeling the same way as a lot of other fans out there. But the biggest takeaway for me from WrestleMania was I watched it with my pals and I had the fucking best time ever. And I saw one of the best matches I've ever seen. And it was a super fun week. And I gave it a 7 out of 10, a very, very good WrestleMania. There's definitely matches I'm going to go back and watch probably every year.
This is going to sound really hypocritical of me after I called an emergency pod for that Rock promo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wrestling. It's not that important. Like, just watch the shows and move on with your day and maybe go outside, internet fans.
Yeah, I guess I think my big one, too, is like people are acting like they got their family fucking killed. Like, so some WWE just came in your house and murdered your family in front of you. It's not what happened. And also, fuck off, internet. Book that show different. They're not going to hit home runs every time. Scotty and I talked about this night one. Especially, you're like, fuck, you can't be on the whole time. Even if you put them out there with a good idea, it's up to talent. And I think that's where we're going to get to now. Where do we want to go into... any more on this main event?
No, I'm good. I got my piece out, and
there's plenty of rants out there. You guys will see people screaming and ranting on the internet.
I thought McGregor was gonna die.
C Nation.
if I could just talk to Cody directly for a second.
No, we'd rather you not.
We Man. Miss you. We love
no,
you.
We don't.
Stay off
no,
TV.
We don't.
Keep off TV for a good long time.
Can't
You're
wait
gonna
to
need
see
that
him.
No, we don't. We don't want to see him.
I'm allergic, but I'd probably pet your dog.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And
moving on.
Champion again someday.
Well, the night one WrestleMania.
Mania. You know what?
Yes.
You want to go night one WrestleMania main event? Yep. I think that's the next big talker.
I think we do main events and then we'll sprinkle in everything else.
Oh, hell of a producer right there. Good job.
Fuck
good
you,
job.
Scotty.
Nice. Love this. Cody Crybabies are back in full swing and Tom's throwing the shade. It's my favorite pod.
Maybe we should ban him again.
He's banned. What do you mean again? He's been banned. Well, he's still banned.
Do you know what sucks?
We'll ban him. No,
you know
you're
really
banned.
Sucks?
Yeah, no, you're banned.
Is yesterday in the car with my daughter, she's like, are you recording the podcast with the guys tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, buddy. Every week we do it. She's like, I bet you're going to get banned 3 times. And I'm like, fuck. And you?
She's you're like, banned. There we go. Free times.
Night one of WrestleMania, the main event. Triple
Ooh.
Threat.
Ooh.
Seth Rollins versus your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, versus CM Punk with Paul Heyman in his corner. Before we get to the finish, we need to talk about the match, because the match, even if we never got any type of shenanigans in the finish, that is a hell of a pro wrestling match.
It's incredible. Triple threat.
Awesome.
Man,
it's one of those matches where you're like, these are three superstars, and I'm loving the fact that they're all in this match in this spot, and you don't know who's gonna win. Sure, we had a very good idea of the outcome, but last week on the pod when we made our picks, Mike had Seth Rollins,
mm-hmm.
Tom, you had CM Punk.
That was a bad fucking idea, wasn't it?
Sure was, pal. I re-listened to that last week's show.
And I went back and forth. I could have made a very strong case for Roman winning. I went with Seth as well for the points. But could have made a strong case for Roman Reigns winning. I could see Roman trying to get back on track after losing last year, but that's not the direction we went. We know what we got. We got the double turn. We got Paul Heyman turning on CM Punk, and then Paul Heyman turning on his tribal chief, Roman Reigns. And handing that chair to Seth Rollins after two very vigorous nut shots. And
they love just punching dick and balls, kicking dick and balls. There's no better way to be turned to a bad guy on TV than destroying someone's nutsack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the WWE way.
Everyone can relate to that.
Except any woman.
They don't watch wrestling.
Oh, God damn.
I take that back.
But how are we feeling? Night one ends. How are we feeling about that main event on night one of WrestleMania?
That was a fantastic match.
It's best story going into WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Best story coming out of WrestleMania.
Yep. And well, I think it sums it up that at a point during that match, I leaped out of my seat.
Oh yeah. We were all losing it.
And
that one.
I got a bad back. I don't move that quick that much. It was just one hell of a match. Also, those bumps through those announce tables were brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Whatever special announce tables they used at WrestleMania,
use them every time. Keep
those. Because you got broken wood from pieces being shattered because of the table breaking. It was awesome. Every time they did it, it was fantastic. Both guys moving well, looking great. The second that all three guys are down and Pauly goes to reach for the chair, all three of us sat up. And then we get the Punk turn. And we're all like, holy shit, it actually happened. And then when the Roman turn happened, we all jumped out of our seats. We were all up like, they fucking did it. They actually fucking did it. And we got what we got. We got Seth Rollins looking like a megastar next to Paul Heyman. We instantly, like a light switch, Paul Heyman turned in from this, I'm just going to gush over my tribal chief the whole time, to I'm with this guy now. What the fuck are you going to do about it? And he hasn't let up once. Every media appearance since that has been, what are you going to do about it? That's right. Nothing. This new edge of Paul Heyman is fantastic.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, Vince and Monday Night Raw, but I don't want to get too much into Monday Night Raw. But the faction that will get built here, I mean, they're going to push this story for a ways. So, I mean, that's going to be your War Games team, whoever they put together here.
Oh, please put Heyman in War Games.
Well, Heyman's not going to be able to break games.
Put Heyman in War Games. They need five.
It'll be interesting to see who keeps getting added to that. I think it's a good spot for Rusev, to be honest.
I have some thoughts.
What do you got?
Yeah.
I think Austin Theory will be, with the comparisons to Evolution, Austin Theory will be the Randy Orton. And I also think Carmelo Hayes will be the Randy Orton.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I think Rusev's going in there.
But why? What? More to the point, what's making you think that?
That's a good push for Rusev. Solely that.
It would keep him from getting lost in the mix.
That's it.
And just being a random mid-card. Ooh, upper mid-card
Rusev, and, Rusev and Braun Breaker as a team. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, the potential is definitely there, instead of, you know, Rusev going out and just beating up Otis and Akira Tozawa, which, I mean, you love to see those guys get screen time. You do. But I would rather see a good push for Rusev. I honestly think it'd be a great push for Karrion Kross as well.
Ooh.
Like, if you were now going to do something with him and you want to start this revolution, maybe you put Karrion Kross with a Paul Heyman.
I don't hate the idea. I don't hate the idea.
It's you can't push it too quick, I guess, when you're adding these guys to the faction, right? Yeah. Like, you just had Braun Breaker, which I think is huge in itself.
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I.
Love it.
Shot perfectly, too.
Yeah.
Shot perfectly. Do we see Becky Lynch joining now that she's returned and now turned heel?
Having a female in there would be smart.
I see her retiring again, please.
We can only hope.
Yes, we can. Before we move on, I do want to get to another phenomenal match from WrestleMania. Is there any other outcome you would have liked to have seen from that triple threat in the night one main event?
No.
No.
Nope.
Even though I picked Punk, no.
No. Yeah, Seth Rollins getting that win was needed. I think it would have done, even without the Paulie turn, story stuff would still be in a better spot with Seth winning.
Do you think now that Seth is with Heyman, we see the goofy side of Seth toned down or
no,
ramped up?
He's going to be the little shit still.
Oh, he's going to be unbearable, isn't he?
I think we get a toned down Seth Rollins. I'm going to change that. I hope we get a toned down Seth Rollins. I hope we get a bit more of a aggressive Seth Rollins on the mic, maybe even stoic. Maybe he doesn't talk a lot and Paulie does most of the talking for him. Braun does a little bit of barking. I don't fucking know, but I'd like to see it toned down a little bit for more of a serious, like scary, dangerous group. So that's,
as long as they keep singing that fucking song, he'll still keep wearing the stupid outfits and doing the same shit.
Can't argue that. Before we get to the rest of the card, we do have to specifically highlight at least one more match, and it's well earned. In my opinion, it's the match of the weekend, and it was the opener of night two, which was the triple threat match for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley versus defending champion Io Sky. And guys, I'm gonna throw it out to you guys. How fucking awesome was this match?
Real fucking awesome.
My match of the year.
I wrote that down on my phone too. That's my match of year contender right there.
Yeah. I actually, fuck. It's really tough. I thought this was the whole start of night two was very strong.
Yeah.
It was very fucking strong. That women's match, I think it was said in there too. It's like, it may be the best women's match on Mania ever.
Oh, it's, for sure.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite women's match of all time. It's the best match I've ever seen.
We all know that we knew those talents were going to deliver, but they did so much more than just deliver.
They got the memo after night one. Because night one of WrestleMania, outside of the main event, was dog shit. It was not good. It was soft. It was lackluster. There was no WrestleMania gear. Nobody shifted up into a higher gear to give a higher performance. We got a soft WrestleMania night one outside of that main event. Night two kicked off with, like I've said, the best women's wrestling match I've ever seen. Those women got the memo. They got the note. They've got to set the fucking tone. And they set the fucking tone for WrestleMania night too.
The little spot where Rhea caught Io in that poison rana and just dumped her on the top of the ring post, that was insane.
Which led to what I think is one of my favorite finishing little exchange I've seen in a long time.
Awesome.
And it's just because it looked so effortless, seamless, the way it all panned out. These women, of course, can go.
Yeah.
So the good news is the chemistry is definitely there when they're all in the ring together.
Yeah. This weekend, the WWE gave us two fantastic triple threat matches.
Yes. Yeah.
They really, really did.
Actually free, because Obafemi, Javon Evans, and Trick Williams on NXT Stand and Deliver was fucking fantastic.
It really, really was. It was. If we had all the time in the world, I would love to get into NXT. But I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one of those things. Even the Fatal 4-Way, these multi-people matches were fucking excellent all weekend long. I think it's time to start talking more about Io Sky being one of the best women's wrestlers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to start talking 10 times more about Bianca Belair and everything that she brings to the table, because she hasn't been in this business very long, but holy fucking shit. She is, to me, and should be a megastar, like one of the faces of the company. Everything about her look, her athleticism, everything was believable. That I think this is her best match ever. And Rhea Ripley, already the superstar, they strapped another rocket to her, in my opinion, and I'm putting her up there with one of the best sellers in the business. That woman can sell her ass off. Like the best of them. I think Brock Lesnar is one of the best sellers of all time.
Yep.
I got that vibe from Rhea Ripley, the way she sold everything, because she's probably the biggest woman out of the biggest powerhouse in that match. I know Bianca's right there. It's like 1A and 1B, but the way Rhea is presented is that way, of this big badass. And she sells for Bianca and Io better than I've ever seen. It was so goddamn good.
I would say that Io is one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
So Ricochet can fuck all the way off with his shit on Twitter from yesterday. But we won't get into that because we wouldn't want to be negative.
We did that to start the show.
I think
I'll have to do it to end the show.
I personally think Bianca Belair, back to 1A, 1B, Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley are the best talents to ever come out of the PC.
Which is wild, because you look at that. You look at the people that have come out of the PC. Or are you talking about people that weren't on the indies?
Or we're talking people who are just like bred through that system only?
Bianca Belair, yes.
Yeah.
Rhea did wrestle a bit before she came.
But she's a very much a product of the PC.
But she is a product of the PC. Roman Reigns is a product of the PC. I'd say these two are better in ring than Roman Reigns.
Disagree.
Match wise, better than Roman Reigns.
Disagree.
That's okay. You're allowed. yeah. The best two talents to ever come out of the PC, in my opinion, are Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I put Bianca at a hard third in that category for those women who are out there in that match. Easy third place out of those women.
They all brought it.
That match needed to be those three women, without a doubt.
Also, it doesn't matter how many times we see it. That fucking hair whip.
Oh,
ow.
We touched on it last week. I am so happy that they had EO retain.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm so fucking happy that they let EO retain. Well deserved. Well fucking deserved.
I think.
And the crowd gets it.
I think that was the point that I text you guys on Sunday that my Doritos went up in the air.
I think so.
That's how happy I was.
Yeah, it's nice to see that it wasn't just let's get it on someone like Old Faithful. Just because it's WrestleMania, no, the right person got the win that night. Absolutely. And then they just kept that ball rolling so fucking well on Monday night. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the biggest part of that for me personally was the crowd giving her the "you deserved a chant." Mm-hmm. Because that's one that probably meant a lot to her. It was well done. I like that they're giving her more mic time. I like that they're letting her speak in English and Japanese.
Yeah,
the whole presentation is there. I really hope that the crowd stays behind EO and moving forward. I know she always gets them in their matches, but she's not always getting the pop for the entrance, which is wild to me. She's got an awesome entrance.
She really does.
But I maybe it's a Deaf Rebel thing. It's probably a Deaf Rebel thing to be honest.
Don't mention them.
But I'm hoping the crowd just let's support this pro wrestler, because she definitely has earned it. She's earned it because she's been on the main roster since appearing with Damage Control a couple SummerSlams ago with Bayley, and she's done nothing but perform and get people on their feet after her matches and during her matches. And she's a great women's world champion right now on Raw. I hope she holds it for a very long time, and whoever beats her does it dastardly, so we hate that person and we get to watch EO Chase a little bit.
Love that.
Yeah, I would love it too, but I think once that run's done, it's done. Unfortunately, they got way too many fucking stars in that women's division now. It's going to be sickening.
The women's division in WWE is stacked when you go from main roster to NXT with the main eventers on the main roster and the huge roster in NXT that is running out of room on NXT. I think we're going to be seeing some more fresh faces, and I'm hoping that the creative process comes up with them.
And the rumors of Evolution 2 happening, I think those ladies can deliver a hell of a pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
PLE or whatever we're fucking calling them now.
Yep. Yeah. There is plenty of talent to make that something worth watching.
Absolutely. Another takeaway for me from WrestleMania was Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. Sin City Street Fight presented by Doom.
Yeah, you fucking internet bitches again. God damn. talk about the hottest start to WrestleMania. Those three matches, women's triple threat, Drew and Priest into the fatal four way for the IC. Fuck off. Like, they just like, hey, we get it. You watched night one? Bummer, right? Like, bummer start. you're right. The memo clearly went through. Liven this place the fuck up. Because I don't care what anyone says. I will not go back and watch Jey Uso versus Gunther. I will not. I don't think that was a great hot start for night one. But the momentum into here. Drew McIntyre is so fucking awesome. And he's willing to put it out there. Like, when it comes to big match time, Drew McIntyre is putting it out there. He's like, yeah, I'll take the beating. Like, I'll do some shit. And Damian Priest is, this is the best Damian Priest has ever looked in ring. The best.
Did that hurt you then?
It killed me. It killed me inside. I think Damian Priest is a goddamn jabroni still, but he fucking worked his ass off.
The bump he took off the top rope to the floor from the old school.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah. Like, you signed up. You're like, fuck, okay. Like, we're going to work tonight. And he did. The steel step, DDT, like, looked great. Looked fucking awesome. Yeah, I was impressed with both those guys.
I liked this match so much for the sake of it was a WWE hardcore match. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to go into the crowd and off some big fucking thing. They didn't have to bring out something that we've never seen before under the ring that kind of doesn't make sense or anything like that. They used steel steps. They used the tables, and they beat the shit out of each other. It was exactly what I wanted. And like Mike said, the best Damian Priest has looked in my opinion as well, since he's joined WWE. I've really enjoyed him in NXT, but on the main roster, he's kind of been in and out and in and out for me, but it was great. And I loved the old school into the double tables. Thought it was
looked I was
great.
So fucking mad when he was going old school. And then he got pushed off and I was like, "Ooh, all right, we're good." I feel a lot better about what just happened there.
I think we should touch on something that happened WrestleMania weekend, but was not on WrestleMania. And that's the announcement that WWE has acquired AAA, which came out of left field for pretty much all of us.
Everybody. The dirt sheets were catching fucking strays because they didn't leak it. And they're like, we can't leak it if we can't report on it, if we don't know or hear anything about it. It was a weird dynamic online, but a huge acquisition for WWE.
I might be wrong, and correct me if I am, but I'm assuming of the podcast team, I'm the one who's seen the most AAA.
But for sure.
That's correct.
I'm excited for this.
I have seen Tito Santana matches.
Oliva.
I know Santos Escobar is a wrestler who cannot take the Cody Cutter, according to Scott.
I'm excited for this.
Yes.
There are some talent in AAA who are very good. There are some talent in AAA who are fucking awful. I am looking forward to seeing how WWE deals with this. And I'm also looking forward to seeing how involved they actually are. Or are they just going to leave it to be AAA chaos, which is a real thing. It will be interesting because last I knew, this may not still be accurate because AAA like to vacate their titles. But last I knew, the tag champions were Jinder Mahal and Satnam Singh. Obviously, Satnam Singh is signed to AEW. So that'll be interesting. I also believe at one point fairly recently, but again, I could be wrong. It's not something I follow religiously. But Sammy Guevara and I've forgotten his wife's name.
Kainara.
Yeah, were the intergender tag team champions. So
sounds like some people are getting stripped of some titles.
It's Mexico. That happens every other day. But no, the NXT show with AAA in June, I'm excited for. So I'm very interested to see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how this plays out, how much WWE controls creative. Tom, you had texted us saying that Jeremy Borash will be a WWE representative when it comes to creative, and you were really pumped about that. So that is a report that's out there. I'm just curious to see what it looks like, accessibility for how to watch these shows. Are they going to be on Netflix as well now? It's another territory for the Fed. I don't know, but I'm very curious to see what rolls out in the next few months as to what AAA will now look like, and what superstars from the WWE will get involved, or what wrestlers from AAA will do on the main roster or NXT. There's so many fun questions and fantasy booking things that you could do. It'll be fun to just kind of sit back and watch it unfold.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, you go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, I'm interested to see what happens with some of the luchadors' names. We saw on WrestleMania that Vikingo's name has already been shortened from El Hijo del Vikingo to Vikingo. I mentioned in the chat with you guys the other day, there is a AAA wrestler known as Black Boy. I can't imagine that's going to go down very well with the WWE.
Probably not.
But I'm intrigued. What were you going to say, Mike?
I think as of now, it's going to be status quo. AAA is going to be able to run AAA the way they want to run things in Mexico. I and I think it's just a matter of time for WWE to start introducing talent slowly. So you have the talent pool, like Vikingo obviously is a good one to show and get in front because he is so entertaining and exciting. So yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty early on pick to come on up, probably work a good amount of NXT. Like, I'm expecting Worlds Collide to actually be outside of like Penta, Rey Fénix, like Mysterio, if he's healthy. I think there's going to be a lot of NXT talent getting that shot in Worlds Collide.
Yeah, should be a fun show. Also a double, maybe even triple hitter that day, because Money in the Bank's that night. There's a GCW show that night as well. It's going to be a busy, busy wrestling day. It'll be like a little mini Mania weekend.
No, I'm fucking pumped. That sounds like a good excuse to order some pizza.
Ooh, yeah, I love pizza.
Speaking of WrestleMania, though, I got one thing I want to bring up because I didn't think they were going to do it.
I know what you're going to bring up, and it was going to be what I was going to bring up, but go ahead and bring it up.
Is it going to be Randy Orton at WrestleMania?
Absolutely.
So, things that ruled about Randy Orton at WrestleMania, besides, you know, Randy Orton being at WrestleMania, his opponent, which I, just because, you know, all the juries were like, oh, he was there and doing this at this thing. He was not on my card to pick. So when Joe Hendry, the music hit.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I nearly missed my cue.
The pop was there, and then like love the entrance, love the pop he got. It was great. Then the worry came when he was walking down. I'm like, oh fuck, this guy's gonna wrestle Randy Orton. like that panic, right? And then I realized when he got in the ring, I'm like, oh no, they're gonna let Randy Orton have fun at WrestleMania. I'm not getting Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I'm getting Joe Hendry versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. And Randy having fun at WrestleMania may be one of the best things you can see.
So, you know, I said about my WrestleMania rant earlier that I didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
I lied. I do.
Ooh, fire it up.
And it's about this match, but not necessarily about the match. It's actually coming at the internet wrestling community again.
Boom.
Which we've been doing a lot today.
Yeah.
You fuckers.
If you fuckers on Twitter don't know what buried means, don't fucking say it. Joe Hendry was not buried.
Not at all.
TNA were not buried.
Nope.
TNA had their champion on a stadium show for WWE with that pop, wrestling one of the best of all time ever in WWE on his 20th appearance at WrestleMania. Yeah, it was short, but fuck it. It didn't need to be any longer. Randy Orton sold for him enough. Just a little bit. That's good enough.
Joe Hendry shouldn't beat Randy Orton. End of story. Fucking Randy, period.
Randy Orton did Joe Hendry's fucking pose. We got a goofy thing from Randy Orton. It was fucking awesome. TNA were not buried. Joe Hendry definitely was not fucking buried. That guy just got the fucking payday of his life.
Uh-huh.
And the pop of his life.
The biggest rub you can get. Who's Joe Hendry? What a fun entrance. His last moment before eating the RKO is full screen Joe Hendry. Like, just the only thing in frame is Joe Hendry. You're like, huge win. That's a massive win. People, to say he got buried, also, I'm in the camp, yeah, fuck you. They could have wrestled 20 minutes. Randy Orton still beating Joe fucking Hendry at WrestleMania, regardless. And Joe Hendry could be in the company for 10 years wrestling Randy Orton. He's still losing to Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
The other thing is, I genuinely can't remember who said it, and it might have even been in a book that I read, but somebody said, it might have been Shawn Michaels, actually. There's two reasons that things are on WrestleMania. One is because it's going to be fucking fantastic, like that triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is it gets people talking. This did that. People were talking about Joe Hendry, TNA, Randy Orton,
John Cena.
The whole fucking thing served its purpose. Yeah, it was a less than 5 minute match at WrestleMania, but it didn't need to be anything else.
No, it filled that time. You couldn't have done that longer.
Yeah. So
but it was good. I like
so. So after the day after, Joe Hendry's doing an interview saying that's exactly how that match should have went down. 100%. The press conference after, Triple H talked about Joe Hendry's debut and said, go out and enjoy your first WrestleMania. You're going to have plenty more. So enjoy this one. The other ones you're going to need to be putting in work, but enjoy this one. It was exactly how it was. Monday on the Pat McAfee show, John Cena gets asked about, what did you think about Joe Hendry coming out there? John Cena saying, I love Joe Hendry. I love the kid. I love his ideas. I love his work. I can't wait to see what he does next because this guy's a major star going forward.
Mm-hmm.
There was not an ounce of failure with Joe Hendry appearing on WrestleMania and losing after 3 to 4 minutes from Randy fucking Orton.
No. Zero. Like, absolutely not. If you're in that camp where they're like, that hurt Joe Hendry, you're an idiot.
And you stink. You fucking stink.
And you fucking stink. You get a tit slap.
Are you watching NXT tonight, Scott?
You can spoil it.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Really? Joe Hendry on NXT?
I believe in Joe Hendry. Wow. Calling Trick Williams a whiny little bitch.
Fuck yeah.
They need to get that TNA strap off Joe Hendry and get him just over already. Just what are
bring
you waiting
him to
for?
The Fed.
What are you waiting for? The contract?
Get him in the PC. That'll help him a lot. That's all I'll say.
And a lot. A lot.
You had the guy go on WrestleMania though.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And now he's back on WWE TV. Yeah. Perfect. It's perfect. There's no room for him on the main roster right now. There is none.
God, no.
There's
Please
none.
Don't put him there.
Don't force him in there. Get eyes on him.
We're getting ready for another fucking round of cuts. So long, Karrion Kross.
I think
cut those promos where it matters.
I think you're right about the cuts, not about Karrion, but I think the cuts are coming, and I think they have to.
The White Six are already gone.
I had a thought the other day, and it was really random, and I meant to text you, and I forgot. But like, Steve Blackman was in WWE for 3 years, and everybody remembers him. People hang around in WWE these days for a fucking decade. And I can't remember half of them.
You know why? I'll tell you exactly why.
What is that?
Def Rebel.
you might be right. You
Def
might
Rebel.
Be right.
Def
but like,
Rebel.
I mean, I love Akira Tozawa and he's getting shrapnel here for no reason, but that fucker's been there for nearly 10 years.
Yeah. It's been
start cutting.
Guys, Carlito is milking the system in a way that it's fucking crazy to me that you get to show up and do so little. Speaking, also, you know what? Go ahead.
Speaking of Carlito, he got killed at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know who else is a fucking loser, guys? Finn Balor, still a loser, losing on the biggest stage of them all. Just a fucking loser. Big shout out to Dirty Dom. The right guy won.
Absolutely.
And within one match, he is now the hottest thing going.
How do you book that going forward? Do you keep him as Dirty Don the heel? Do you
just have Finn Balor stare at the title like this on Monday Night Raw? Fucking hated that. Like, cut away from him staring at that title.
It was a title he was staring at.
Yeah,
I know.
There
was another title change at WrestleMania. We have a new United States champion, and his name is Jacob Fatu.
Yep.
He went up against LA Knight on night one of WrestleMania. And unfortunately, this match kind of gets lost in the lackluster Monday night or night one of WrestleMania outside of the main event. I will say, we after the match, we were all impressed. That was the best LA Knight match we'd seen on WWE TV. He did very well. We've said it on the show publicly. LA Knight is over because of his catchphrases and his music. But as soon as that bell rings, oof, not great.
Not great.
Not great at all, which is kind of my worry a little bit too with Joe Hendry, but we can get into that another day. Just enjoy the pop, brother. But Jacob Fatu got his WrestleMania debut, wins his first singles title. LA Knight had a very good performance. It sucks that it kind of got lost in the shuffle that was Monday night or night one. Why am I keep calling it Raw? Fuck's sake. Night one of WrestleMania.
Because you watch an episode of Monday Night Raw. Yeah.
So it was, man, we were so happy. I think the thing that kind of killed it for us, or maybe that didn't work out very well, was the werewolf mask that Jacob Fatu was wearing when he came out.
Ooh,
yeah. You want to take away from WrestleMania, Cody? No more helmets or goofy fucking masks. No wonder the crowd booed you. You looked like a fucking dip.
Here's the weird thing about the Cody mask.
You loved it because you're that kind of piece of shit.
No, I've said before that last year with the mask, I thought it was terrible looking. But why did he have the mask on to start the entrance, and then he lifted it up so we could see his face, and then he's not really wearing, but he's still making this cool entrance? I think he did it backwards. He should have put the skull mask on with the mask up and then put the helmet on and then hit the button for the mask to come down and then walk down looking like more of a badass. Hopefully, maybe they did that in rehearsal and he tripped over a motorcycle. I don't know. But
sounds like something that piece of shit would do.
He's not a piece of shit. He's the American Nightmare. He's the people's champion.
Is he?
We love you, Cody. We love you.
Don't say we.
We love
like,
you.
Like, I'm lumped into this.
We love you.
I love Cody about as much as I love Finn Balor.
Fuck, that's really not a lot.
Or Jey Uso.
Fuck. Let's talk about that match for a second. Kicked off WrestleMania weekend. We all kind of knew that the title change was probably coming. It was more about, all right, what kind of match are we going to get? And there's only one word to describe it. S-A-W-F-T, soft.
So soft.
Soft.
And what a horrible way to book that finish.
Oh.
You want to talk about being upset about a finish? I'm fucking upset about that finish. How do you make Gunther tap? How the fuck did that pass go to be like, maybe he should tap him out? Jey Uso's gonna tap him out.
I hated that Gunther tapped. I would have been less annoyed but still annoyed if Jey had choked him out and the referee had stopped the match.
I agree with that.
That would have been okay but still stupid. I hate that the big bad beast tapped out and so quickly.
I'd said this while we were watching the show. I wish that Jey would have worked the neck and head and maybe weakened Gunther at that from the chest up to make Gunther panic and have to tap out that quickly. Because other than that, it doesn't make sense. All he did was some splashes. And he reversed a power bomb. I can't say that.
I got my contacts in so I could read it this time.
So it again, to me, my expectations were very high because of the last year's Usos match, which was a disaster. You have a chance to redeem it by giving Jey Uso probably the best worker wrestler in WWE that is Gunther, and we got a soft match. It just didn't work. I'm glad Jay got the moment. I like that he won. I'm glad he's our world heavyweight champion. Very curious to see where that goes, but
no, nowhere good.
That match was soft. And it led to a soft night one. It just did. Night one was too safe. It was too soft. No one wanted to play WrestleMania. They were playing Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. No one wanted to play WrestleMania. That's the best way to put it.
Up until the main event. Yeah, yep. Up until the main event.
It's frustrating. Also, pretty stoked on El Grande Americano winning. You need that.
Oh.
Keep that going.
I know that gimmick's controversial, but I love it.
I think it's so funny.
It's so funny.
The video package they played at WrestleMania
was
hilarious. And the dubbing when... I laughed so much. Also, side note, Rey Fénix on WrestleMania, cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I would have, like, obviously, Rey Mysterio, it would have been just as cool. But for my brain who likes symmetry, Rey Fénix and Penta wrestling for the WrestleMania debuts on the same WrestleMania makes me happy.
A great way to start his WWE career. He debuted a month ago and now he's got a match on WrestleMania that was a higher profile match, and the guys delivered it. It was a very fun match. Great entrance. The mariachi band sent me over the edge a little bit because I was just like, holy fuck, they're really going all out here.
And
for El Grande Americano.
They also fucked Rey Fénix on the finish. It wasn't a clean.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept him looking strong. This match was, it played its role very well.
Very well.
Do you think Rey Fénix hit the old Tonya Harding on Mysterio? You think that's possible?
Anything's possible in the World Wrestling Federation. We got to give props to Jade Cargill and Naomi.
That powerbomb.
Yeah. Right? Naomi dives headfirst and Jade Cargill catches her into a suplex, which looked awesome. Then we get a Jade Cargill powerbomb, which I don't think I've seen in a very long time. You've probably seen it in luchadors and in cruiserweights and things like that. But for Jade and Naomi to do this, you know, it looked like she's sitting on her shoulders. Jade spins her around, hits her with a sit down powerbomb. Looked scary as fuck, but she nailed it. It was a match that did its job. It was a fine match. I'm happy they got to it. I'm happy that Jade got another WrestleMania moment. I'm happy that Naomi got a very good WrestleMania moment. Her entrance is badass. She looked fucking awesome. It gets lost in the shuffle a little bit though, man.
It was a fine match that involved Jade Cargill. I like to be positive. So that's all I'll say.
We haven't touched on it as much. We sprinkled it in, but Dirty Dom is your new Intercontinental Champion. It was a fatal four-way. Bron Breakker defending against Dirty Dom, Finn Balor, and Penta. I feel like and I'm not mad about this at all, just kind of stating, I feel like Penta was a bit of an afterthought because they're going in the storyline of Bron's eventually going to move away from the Intercontinental scene and do what he did on Raw, and Finn and Dom are going to go in their direction. And Penta's going to go back to just being Penta and being awesome and getting into whatever storyline he's in. He wasn't super memorable in that match, but the finish was. The finish was very, very well executed.
I thought this match was great, and I'm so glad that he's the Intercontinental Champion.
What a pop.
Yeah, it's what a reaction to go down the ramp and come back. Like, to really soak it in.
I got to be honest with you. The whole "he organically went back" can fuck off. The fact that people are just losing their minds over that, I don't believe it for a second.
Nope.
There's camera people that have the producer's ears that give direction at all times. I guarantee you someone said go back and celebrate. Can we just stop assuming?
Let's start assuming. That's how we're going to get our dirt sheet over,
I guess.
That lady who was hit in the front row of Austin's crash, she's fine. It's all work.
She was the worker of the night. Did you see her be like, money, boom,
yeah,
take the biggest dive? But fuck that bitch. Fuck you.
That's more like our podcast. There it
I
is.
Hope it fucking hurt.
It didn't. She's fine. It's all work.
Guys, New Day rocks.
New Day sucks. Why was this on WrestleMania?
Yeah, it was bad.
Why was the TLC match not on WrestleMania instead of this shit?
Because you can't do a Clash and Clans match with ladders.
That's right.
I guess there's no ladders in Clash of Clans, so this match go on there.
I know this isn't going to change, but I'm all for matches being sponsored by whatever the fuck Clash of Clans is or all the other shit. Don't have it affecting what the wrestlers are wearing. Or their entrances. Man,
McIntyre looked sick though.
Yeah,
Drew McIntyre.
Like, looked good.
Drew McIntyre looked good. The fucking Viking Raiders or the whatever the fuck their name is now.
I mean, it made them look like the Viking Raiders again. It really burned them there.
I'm saying no more. We'll get in trouble.
Yeah. That's what's gonna get us in trouble.
If I'd said what nearly came out, probably. Fucking Jey Uso. I got fired up out of nowhere there. I don't even know where that came from.
My goodness.
I need to go put a tampon in.
This is the best performance Tom's had.
I literally don't know where that what set me off. I don't know.
Clash of Clans, man. Really fucking got to you.
Yeah,
hey, there were celebrities there that I knew. Everybody bow down.
That's right.
Hank Schrader. Yeah. I can't remember who else.
Still doesn't know what Blue Sky is or a Travis Scott. So
what the fuck is Blue Sky? Yeah.
You can hit us up on Blue Sky if you follow at In My House Pod. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Give us a like, subscribe, follow, share, all that stuff. Let us know what you thought of WrestleMania 41 and obviously going forward with the Raw after WrestleMania, the SmackDown after WrestleMania, the NXT after WrestleMania. And due to the events of night two, main event, we're strictly going AW Dynamite for the next foreseeable future. So
sure you subscribe.
We'll be talking
AW.
Collision.
Don't inflict
I'm
going to
go back and
me.
Rewatch some old Rampage matches. We're doing it all.
Tony Khan must be doing backflips after what he saw. Stupidest thing I've heard. Also, special shout out to the guy in the front row of the press conference on night one.
Oh, thank
you. Do us a favor and take a shower.
It's in my house, bro.
Fuck you guys. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.